Today's topic will be Arlas Chutz La'aretz, as I turn my computer on to get my notes. So we discussed 2 days ago the Shitas Tosas Rid and Shilti HaGiburim. In regard to Lachem, they argued in Lachem whether or not Arlas Chutz La'aretz is considered Lachem. They both agreed that Arlas Chutz La'aretz is Asir B'Achila, and they also both agreed that it was Mutir B'Hana'ah. But they argued whether such a din of Arlas Chutz La'aretz would be considered Lachem. According to Tosas Rid, he said that would not be Lachem, because since I personally can't eat Arlas Chutz La'aretz, even though I could give it to somebody else, that's not Lachem. Lachem is for the gavra has to be able to eat it. And the Shilti Giburim said, no, even though I can't personally eat it, the fact that I could give it to somebody else to eat, that has a shame achila, that's considered Lachem, because according to the Shilti Giburim, Lachem is defined more objectively, that somebody out there can call it Lachem, because they could eat it. So today we're going to discuss the Arlas Chutz La'aretz angle about this Shita, that they both agree that Arlas Chutz La'aretz in fact is only Asar B'Achila, but Mutter B'Hana. So what does Shilti Giburim say? He writes, sorry, Tosas Rid writes, so, Vafil b'chutz la'aretz she'ino asur elo b'achila v'lo b'hana. It's only asur b'achila, not hana. What's his raya? He brings a raya, kidam rina b'parakam into kedushin, la'metes amin aleph, shalach l'mosh mersinai hu, divado asura v'sveika muteres. The halach l'mosh mersinai tells us that arlas chutz la'aretz, if it's vada, if I know for sure it was grown in the first 3 years, vada, that's usur. If I'm not sure, I just bought it from the grocery store, I don't know if it was or wasn't, it may have been, may not have been, that's the safek and that's mutter. That's what the Gemara says. Uchadam rinon halsam safek liva ana icha. It was a safek and I ate it. That's what one of the Amorim said. Since it's a safek, it was permitted to be eaten. And hilcha achalav l'sreifa kaimi asharei mochel chaver. Therefore, you don't have to burn arlas chutz la'aretz because I could always sell it to a friend. Ivein modia she arlo mutter. But I don't have to tell my friend that's arla. I could grow this in my backyard, make a profit off of it, and not even tell him. The question is, I'm not going to deal with this now, is it usher to the person who bought it? Is it going to be lifting either? Lechor, it's not going to be lifting either. Lechor, it seems to be only usher to the person who actually grew it. But for our concerns, it's mutter b'hana, or the chutz la'aretz, and that's what he says based on the Gemara in Kedushin Laman Ches Lamates. And as we read out the other day, Shilti Giburim says the same thing. Kabbalist Tamarim is not so fond of this Shita. Yeah, Jake. Yeah. Doesn't who say that? It's heter achila to somebody else, but not to the owner. Right? Isn't that what he says? Should we read inside?
I mean, okay, fine, but maybe they're just defining each heter achila differently. No, it doesn't tell Zohar to say that there isn't a heter achila because you can't eat yourself.
No, that's we said that already. They both agreed to the din when in terms of dinei arla and hilchos arla. In the Rambam doesn't have that, but hilchos arla, chutz la'aretz is asur to eat. It's mutter b'hana. Now, carrying that, those dinim are given according to the Shilti HaGiburim and the Tosas Rid. Now, in hilchos lulav, is that going to be considered heter achila? Is that going to be considered lachem? Shilti HaGiburim says it is, and Tosas Rid says not, and they argue how to understand lachem. But now we're focusing on all the chutz la'aretz, that they both agree. That's mutter b'hana.
Right.
So the Kabbalah of Tamarim, which one is this? Right, Dibur Maschil Gamashkas of Riaz. He quotes this, the Riaz of Shilti Giburim, says it doesn't really make much sense what he's saying. So he says, we paskin, just like Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Chai Srefa, so too is Chai Srefa in Chutz La'aretz. He rejects the raya from Kedushin, and he goes on to bring a raya from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. We're not going to get into so much, but he brings the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that in fact it's Asur B'Hana. Arlas Chutz La'aretz is Asur B'Hana. That's Shitas Kabbalas Tamarim. He goes on to give another answer about the Gemara. We'll get to that perhaps tomorrow or something, maybe Thursday even. But see, this Machlokas, Tosas Rid, Shilti Giburim on one side, versus the Kabbalas Tamarim, along with most of Rishonim, whether Arlas Chutz La'aretz is Asur B'Hana as well, or Mutter B'Hana. Everyone agrees it's aser. Rechi the question whether it's aser banana or not. So that's the question we're trying to figure out. That's the lumnus we're going to try to figure out. And the question, what is driving these this machlokas? So we go back. Let's not go back. Let's go to the Gemara in Kedushin that the Tos is recorded as his raya. So what does the Gemara in Kedushin tell us? Anybody see it? I assume most people saw it. What are the two mandam? The Gemara says that's halacha. Arlas chutzlarts is halacha. And what are the two ways to interpret halacha, arlas chutzlarts? Minog or halacha mosh misina. The Gemara explicitly says that. Was it Ula versus Shmuel, I think? Yochanan? Let's see. So first the Mishnah says, Tanan Hasim in Mesechus Arla, Hachadash Asim Min HaTorah. Right, the new grains is Asim Min HaTorah. Bechol Makom, everywhere. Arla Halacha. Arla is only Halacha. V'hakalayim v'divrei Sofrim. Klayim is only divrei Sofrim. So my Halacha, the Gemara wants to know, what is Halacha? How does one interpret that word? Amar of Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Hilchasa Medina. It's Hilchasa Medina. What does Medina mean? The country, that province had this halacha. The Rashi says, "Hin higuhu heim aleim bechutzlarts." They took it upon themselves this minog. It was a custom. It wasn't really a din deraisa. It wasn't even a din derabanan. It was simply a minog. Ula comes along and says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha mosh misinai." No, halacha means like we normally understand halacha. Halacha mosh misinai. It has a real deraisa status. It's not written in the Torah. It's a mesorah we have, but it's a real din. It's not simply a minog. And the Gemara goes on to bring another Mishnah in Arla that says, Safek Arla b'Eretz b'Aretz Aser. If you don't know if it's Arla and Eretz Yisrael, it's Aser. B'Surya and Chutz La'Aretz also, it's Mutter. And that's the end of the day. We find that we paskin Chutz La'Aretz Safek Mutter, Vade Aser Safek Mutter. That's the din, and that's the Raya that tells the Rish bring. What exactly is this Raya he brings from Kedushin? So it might just simply be that we find the Kula. There's a kula in Chutz La'aretz. The kula is Safek is Mutter. So too, there must be another kula at Mutter Bahana. I'm not sure if it really explains what it is. That might be a suggestion.
The fact one of them says, give me the food and I'll eat it. So that, like, that's what all in all, you're saying, that even though, say, one individual can eat it, but if you give, like, if you can give it to someone else, and like maybe that's the form, I thought that maybe that's the form of the Hana. The fact that I can give it, that someone else can benefit from it, that's a raya. A lot of dafka that because it's more make on another din, that's what translation tells us to make on a different din. Specifically, that Bigmar says that someone was eating it. It's clearly not usher v'achila.
He quotes it as a raya.
What?
Oh, he does.
That's
thing,
right.
Safek
right. Right.
Okay. So, what does that even mean, though? It's a safek to me, and I will eat it? I mean, he didn't grow it himself.
Right,
someone
right,
gave
right,
it to him.
Right, Rashi says that, like, whatever, not
someone
law.
So it must be the fact that I'm allowed to eat it, someone else gave it to me, that the other person who grew it, that must be must be the raya, that's mutter b'hana. So what's the lumnus, though? Why is it that the Gemara concludes there that's mutter b'hana? What's the basis of that? Is that because since we paskin that the halach mosh misinai tells us that there's more mekel, that it's suffik? And therefore, it must be makel in terms of din mutter na. Is that the alumnus that's going on? He brings a raya in the text. Okay, that's the story. It might have happened. Somebody gave me arla. I wasn't sure if I ate it. So it must be the guy who gave it to me. Must be mutter b'hana. He's allowed to sell it to me. But what's driving that? Is that because, again, halach l'moshe misina tells us that suffik arla is mutter? That's a kula. So we're going to apply another kula that it's mutter b'hana. Is that just some technical connection of some sort? Or is there more alumnus saying more that's driving this sheet that Tosfos writ? So, how do we paskin? The two man damrim, is it minhag or is it halacha mosh misina? How do we paskin? Yeah, what does the Rambam say? Anyone know? Halacha mosh misina, right? Which one is this? Achos asuros perik yud. Yud tes, let's see. Halacha tes. Let's see what he says. Ha'arla ketzad. Test yud, right. Arla ketzad. What's the case of arla? Kol ha'notea ilan ma'achal. Based on the philosophy, if you plant a tree that bears fruit, Kol peros she'osa osan ilan, shloshanim. Any fruit that that tree makes within the first 3 years, this is just the basics of Arla. Mishanata, when they're planted, harei hein asurin. So you start counting the second you put the seed in, you start counting 3 years. They're asur ba'achilu ubahana. You can't get benefit the first 3 years. This is Arla. Shunem ar shloshanim yelachem, harei lo yocha. For 3 years, it should be for you, Ariel. V'chol ha'ochel mehem, kazayis lokum natar. Anybody who eats a kazayis of this fruit is lokum. He clarifies, he qualifies the statement. This only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar kisavo el ha'aretz. Only in hel ha'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael. But iser arla b'chutz la'aretz. Halacha Moshe Mishina, as Noah said, that's why Paskins. What's a din? Shevade ha'arla b'chutz la'aretz asura. When we know for sure that for certain it's arla, then it's also b'chutz la'aretz. So sveika mother. Just like the Gemara. So Paskins halacha Moshe Mishina. The question is, what's the steer in the Rama? What did you write elsewhere? Where's the other one? In Tezvav? Or Chaf Aleph? Where do you write the... Chaf Aleph, Eitan says? So Chaf Aleph, Rambam writes as follows. What's the punishment for all the Chutz La'aretz? Halach Mosh Mishina is derisa, right? Rambam says Makas Mardus. So there he writes, at the end of Chaf Aleph, Va'ochel Kezayis Mitevel Shod Zivrayim, O Mikalei Akerim, but you eat tevel that only their abundance that is tevel, or you ate from kelayim ve'arla shel chutz la'aretz. All these things, makas hason, makas mardus. You only get makas mardus. Halach Mosh Mishina, you would think it's a status of derais. Okay, it's not written in the Torah, but lachora you might think that it should get a makas like anything else. It's derais. So before answering that question, before Reb Chaim was going to address that question, there's one other Ramam. Hopefully you guys saw. If not, we'll read it now. And halacha Tezvav. And that's a din by Netzer Ravai. Netzer Ravai is the fourth year. By the first 3 years, you grow a fruit tree in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. You can't get hana from it, or you probably can't eat it at least. And the fourth year, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and that's called Netzer Ravai. So he writes in Halacha Tezvav, Yerali, She'ein din Netzer Ravai noeg b'Chutz La'aretz. It appears to me, it's Mechadish on his own, the Rambam, that Netzer Ravai, the fourth year of fruit, does not have to, is not noeg in Chutz La'aretz. You'll have to eat the fruit in the fourth year in Chutz La'aretz without redeeming it. Because the Gemara only tells us Arla's Chutz La'aretz. Netzer Ravai doesn't apply. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. The Kal V'Chomer, he brings a Raya. Hadvarm, Ma Surya, Shehi Chayeves B'Masras B'Mashriyas Midirehem, Surya, which is the land right outside Eretz Yisrael. So there's only Chiyav on a Durabon level of taking Maaser and keeping Shriyas. Yet, Eino Chayeves B'Netzer Ravai, you don't have to keep Netzer Ravai the fourth year in Surya, K'mo She'es Bar B'Hilchus Maaser Sheni. Then therefore, Chutz La'aretz, Lo Kol Shegein, must make Chutz La'aretz where there's no Chiyav Maaser Midirabanan, and there's no Chiyav Shvi'es Midirabanan, it must be Kavachomer, Shelo Yeh Netzer Ravai Noigba, must be, we don't keep the fourth year in Chutz La'aretz. So that's the din of the Rambam. So what's the problem that Reb Chaim has with this Rambam? Yeah, you said you saw it, right? What was the seen them all? It's a good chavrusa. You said you've seen them all. Yeah. So yeah, what's the Rambam's the Rambam's problem? The Rambam. But that, I didn't finish the Rambam. The Rambam goes on to explain the other Gaonim who says that Netzer Ravai would be Nohek in Chutz La'aretz. Right. That's the Mixas Gaonim. Says. He says, he does say, right, in the Reb Chaim quotes him as saying Netzer Ravai. I'm sorry, Reb Chaim says Kerem Ravai also. Reb Chaim does say Kerem Ravai. They wouldn't be, that's actually an interesting point. That is a very interesting point.
What's the Pasuk Mitzvah talking about, Kerem
Ravai? I think Netzer, I think it's a discussion whether it's Stam, Netzer Ravai, or Kerem Ravai. I think Maran Brachos talks about that. Right, he mentions Kerem Ravai. The din should be really be the same, though. I'm not sure why he changes that. I wonder if anybody on the side or on the back changes that. I did not look into that at all. Good reading. I picked up on that. But okay. Either way, we'll assume Netzer Ravai and Kerem Ravai would be the same din, as Reb Chaim does as well. And so the Gaonim The Gaonim quote, the Gaonim quote in the Rambam says that no, you really do are knowing netarai or kermarai in chutzlarts. The Rambam says you're not knowing. What's the machlokas whether you're knowing netarai in chutzlarts or not? That's the question. That's the question of the Rav Chaim. What's this machlokas? So he says there are two ways to understand halacha of arlus chutzlarts. What are the two ways?
It's an extension of the original. Neither I said in or it's a no. They're separate.
Okay. Exactly. So obviously, Arlus Eretz Yisrael is a din deraisa. Understood differently. So halacha says, right? Halacha tells us that same din of deraisa is extended into chutz la'aretz. They're equated now. We expand the din of arla. Arlus Eretz Yisrael also applies arla in chutz la'aretz now. Alternatively, he says no. Arlus chutz la'aretz is an entirely different din. Arlus Eretz Yisrael is one din that's written in the Torah. Arlus chutz la'aretz is entirely different din with an entirely different set of rules. That's what Reb Chaim writes. And therefore, Reb Chaim explains that's exactly whether Neter Avai applies or not. Because Neter Avai is a natural continuation of Arla itself. You keep 3 years, Asr Chila Hana, and the fourth year you bring to Yerushalayim. So now, taking it over to chutz la'aretz. If Arlus chutz la'aretz is an extension of Eretz Yisrael, it's really the same din. So just like in Eretz Yisrael, there's 3 years and the fourth year you bring to Yerushalayim. So too in chutz la'aretz, there's 3 years and the fourth year you bring to Yerushalayim. That sheet is Gaonim. They understand Arlus chutz la'aretz to be extension of Eretz Yisrael. Rambam, explains Rav Chaim, understands that Arlus chutz la'aretz is an entirely different din. Entirely different set of rules. So the fact that in Eretz Yisrael we have a din of 3 years Arla than fourth year Neter Avai, that won't carry over to Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai B'Chutz La'aretz. B'Chutz La'aretz is an entirely different din. Halacha B'Fnei Atzma. And since we don't have a Halacha that teaches Neter Avai B'Chutz La'aretz, in Mele there's not going to be a din of Neter Avai in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah. Gary, you have a question?
Yeah. In terms of just understanding the Maisa, what's the difference between something that
so there are many differences. One of them we'll see in a moment in the Sofnas Paneach that there's a discussion whether or not Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai gets Malachos or not. So let's assume right now you're not Lokin on Halacha Midiraisa. Let's say right now, without getting Tetsugya, but he just does throw that out. He throws out a bunch of Marmakomos. So if you pass on Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai, does not get Malachos, so that would be one difference.
In general,
it seems to be a general discussion. I didn't look into some Marmor comments, but he quotes a few of them. So in that discussion, so that would be definitely one big difference among others. I think Rambam writes we don't count Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai as part of the Targum Mitzvos. I think he writes that we don't have Kal V'Chomer in Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai, yet we do by Deraisas, of course. So there are a lot of differences. Did you get a question?
That seems to explain why the Rambam would hold differently by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, but how does this explain the machlokes between the Gaonim and the Rambam?
Because they're talking about Chutz La'aretz by Neter Avai as well. So where the assumption is that Neter Avai is a direct extension of Arla. So Arla is 3 years and Neter Avai is the fourth year. So the question is, when Halacha extended Arla to Chutz La'aretz, does Neter Avai come along with that extension? So if Halacha tells me that we're taking Arlus Eretz Yisrael, we're saying that same din applies to Arlus Chutz La'aretz. Same exact din, we're expanding it. So Neter Avai comes along in that expansion. Just like Neter Avai is the fourth year of Arla in Eretz Yisrael, so too Neter Avai is the fourth year in Chutz La'aretz. That's Shittas Gonim. So Rambam thinks Halacha by Arlus Chutz La'aretz is entirely a different din. There's one din deraisa written in Arlus Eretz Yisrael. There's Halacha Moshe Sinai that there's a new concept. Arlus Chutz La'aretz. It looks the same as Arlus Eretz Yisrael. The same exact dinim. It looks the same, but in fact it's a different category, a different parak I would put it in. And there's no reason to think that you should apply Neter Avai to that, because Halacha Moshe M'Sinai never told me I had to. And we're not learning it. We're not connecting it to the Arla of Deraisa. So therefore Neter Avai doesn't go along in Chutz La'aretz, and that's Pesha in the Rambam. That's Reb Chaim's. What's the second half community that Reb Chaim brings? First nafkamina is whether Neter Avai applies. What's the other nafkamina? Right, Malchus, exactly. So he explains it's the same thing. We only know that Malchus exists by Orlus Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rambam, who thinks Orlus Chutz La'aretz is an entirely different din, halacha b'fnei atzmo, there's no way to know that Malchus applies to Orlus Chutz La'aretz. Let me say it the other way. He quotes other Gaonim, which would be Lishitasam, other Gaonim that says there is Malchus Deraisa by Orlus Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because just like there's Malchus by Orlus Eretz Yisrael, so too, by extension, there'd be Malchus by Orlus Chutz La'aretz. Because the halacha tells us the din that exists in Eretz Yisrael is now expanded to one large din across the world. So if Malchus exists in Eretz Yisrael, it's got to exist outside. But the Rambam, who thinks that Orlus Chutz La'aretz is a din b'fnei atzmo, so you're not going to extend the din of Malchus of Eretz Yisrael to the din of Chutz La'aretz, because Chutz La'aretz is an entirely different set of rules. And that's why the Rambam paskins only Malchus Mardus. That's why Malchus only the Rabbanon according to the Rambam, because Orlus Chutz La'aretz has an entirely different set of rules. So those two nafkaminas comes out of the Chaim, how to understand Orlus Chutz La'aretz. Is it a din b'fnei atzmo or is it an extension? Nafkamina is being, do you apply that to revive the Chutz La'aretz or not? Do you apply Malchus Deraisa the Chutz La'aretz or not? That's Rabbi Chaim. Now, before we go on to further explanations, this is very likely how we could explain the original machlokas we had, whether or not Arlis Chutz La'aretz is Asur Bana or Mutar Bana. Right, how would you explain that?
Depends if it's a separate mitzvah or not.
Exactly. Because if Arlis Chutz La'aretz is a direct expansion of Eretz Yisrael, so just like Arla and Eretz Yisrael is Asur Bihana, well, so to be Mela Chutz La'aretz has to be Asur Bana because, again, it's an expansion of the original din. And that's the Kaplis Tamarim, along with who else did I quote here? Tosfos. Okay, others do as well. Explain this. I'm not sure I wrote down who. Who did you see? Someone else?
The Rambam
says Asur Bana Chutz La'aretz.
It wouldn't make sense.
That would be a be steer, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, he says it's Asur Bana.
Oh, let's see that. Okay.
And then he says in the next halacha, he says Ma'ad Amar Amurim. I guess it depends on you want it. He says.
Yes, look inside.
Right.
Okay. Then I just explain how I want to say the explain. Then we'll look at the Rambam how he could be problematic. So again, so if is again an expansion of the original din. So just like Eretz Yisrael, Arla's Asur Bana, so too by extension it's Asur Bana and Chutz La'aretz has Kaplus Tamarim. But if you understand Halacha B'fnei Atzmo, that Chutz La'aretz is entirely a different din. So Halach only tells us that Arla is Asur B'Achila Chutz La'aretz, and it's only Asur B'Vados, but Safek is Mutter. And Hana would also be Mutter, because there's no way to know that it would be Asur B'Hana, Arla's Chutz La'aretz. We can't learn it from Eretz Yisrael, because it's Halach B'Fnei Atzmo, and Halach Moshe Mishnah doesn't tell us it's Asur B'Hana. So Mimela, it's got to be that's Pshat and Tosfos' Rid. Not how we originally said, oh, since there's a Kula, by Safek there's got to be a Kula also by Heter Hana. No, there's a Lamdas there. The Lamdas is that halacha is that it's a din b'fnei atzmo. Now that you guys are bringing up to the Rambam might be problematic to fit into this connection. Why was the Rambam right? Machal Tzuras Perek Yud. Which halacha do you remember?
In Tet.
Yud.
Yud.
In Tet he says Yisrael Na. And then Yud he says Ma'ad Amar Amurim Eretz Yisrael. But that seems to be only be going on the fact that...
I think he was going on the entire halacha.
You read it?
Yeah. So again, the Rambam writes in Halacha Tes again. The Ha'arla Ketzad. He tells us what Arla is and says, Harei hein asurin b'achila u'bahana. V'chala ocha mehem kezayis lokum min ha'Torah. Three dinim by general Arla. In Eretz Yisrael, general Arla, I should say. Asur to eat, asur b'ana, and you get malchus for eating. Halacha Yud, he qualifies. V'med v'amamurim b'no to Eretz Yisrael. So, I thought that all three dinim is only Eretz Yisrael. And then, before I say your way, and then, Aval Isser Arla B'chutz La'aretz Halacha Mosh Mesinai Shevadeh Ha'arla B'chutz La'aretz Asura U'Sveika Mutter. Vadeh is Asur and Sveika is Mutter. So the question is he going back and saying, but Chutz La'aretz, what? The din is only them. Tell us what the Isser what? Isser Achila, Isser Hana? So it's unclear. I agree to the ambiguity in the Rambam. To fit in nicely, I would say, he would say it's Mutter Bana. To be intellectually honest, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to read that. I wonder if the guys in the back talk about this at all. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. So did you guys see anybody in the back who discussed what the Rambam Shita was in terms of this? Let's see.
Ethan, what did they say that Rambam says it is five is straight across?
Okay, so I guess we'll get the strafe later on. Later on in the Marmakom, we'll see what the Rambam Shita in terms of strafe is. Let's just talk about Isser Hana right now. So no one in the back, at least in the Maftech. Oh, here we go, maybe like this. Oh no, I don't see them talking about this at all. Alright, so we have to. Tzarchin. So if it's the case. Sorry, yeah, Ethan.
I know that Rav Chaim addresses this, that they have a different dinim in terms of the fact that we say Sveko Motor, but how does that make sense according to the Gaon? Why should that aspect be different? Like, if we say that they're rooted in the same place and they have the same dinim, then they should be exactly identical.
So that was part of the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai told us that it also applies in Chutz L'Arts.
So the Gaon do hold that it's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai?
They don't say Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai.
I guess the Chaim was assuming it was. He understood that they both agree it's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. They're just arguing how to understand this Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai.
It depends how you understand Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai at all.
It isn't the nature of Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai that it's not rooted in anything besides from the Torah?
Not necessarily. I mean,
like, there's no sword. Like there's the, like,
let's say
no
by tefillin.
At all, it's just the
no, by tefillin. So we know, if you read the Pasuk, you have no idea what tefillin is. But the Masorah tells us, Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai tells us how to understand tefillin. So that's rooted in a pasuk, explained the pasuk. We have some Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai which have no basis in the pasuk. Let's say Nisach HaMayim. There might be some drushes and asmachtas they find for it, but there's no explicit pasuk about Nisach HaMayim.
This is a little bit different though, because we know the pasuk says explicitly, we're just saying the application
right.
is not in the pasuk.
Exactly. So I don't think, right, so in, especially when the pasuk exists, and the concept exists, so I think it's a fair hakir to raise.
So it's a hakir within Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai.
Of this particular type of Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, where the concept exists and we're trying to expand it somewhere else. Is that a new din or is it just an expansion? What were we just saying? Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Rambam? They said the Gonim never said it, you want to say?
He doesn't want to say.
He just says the Gonim, what they paskin that it's Netirvai applies outside. There could be other ways to explain this machlokas. That's how Reb Chaim understands it. So Reb Chaim explains how to understand halacha in this case, two nafkaminas, Netirvai, and malchus. And we wanted to say the third nafkamina may be the Tosis Rid and Kapos Tamarim, whether it's Aser Bana or Mutar Bana. And we said in the end of the day, to be intellectually honest, the Rama may think that it still is Aser Bana, which wouldn't work out so nicely. Now, Tzofnes Paneach, have we got a few minutes still? The Tzofnes Paneach, you saw him? Oh no, we have 10 minutes downstairs with Schneider.
Oh, alright.
We're having Schneider downstairs. So Machlokes Asuras, the Tzofnes Paneach says as follows. He's addressing the question of, first he addresses whether or not you get Malchus on Arlas Chutz L'Arts. Right, that's one of the questions. The Rambam writes that Arlas Chutz L'Arts and Malchus Mardus. And the Gaonim brought in the Reb Chaim, the Gaonim thinks you get Malchus Deraisa. So what's the Machlokas about? Deraisa Derabon. So we explain according to Reb Chaim, he explained based on how you understand this type of halacha. The Tzofnes Paneach brings a few sources here, whether or not in general you get Malchus on Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. He quotes a Yushalmi, he quotes a Gemara in Timura, that says you don't get Malchus on Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, and that might be the basis of the Rambam. Not the Reb Chaim was explaining. Reb Chaim was saying it's based on how you understand halacha, whether it's an extension or a new din. Rather, in general, do you get malchus on halacha Moshe M'Sinai? He quotes the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah. So he doesn't tell me exactly where, so I couldn't look it up. The Ramban argues, and apparently the Ramban says you do get malchus on halacha Moshe M'Sinai. I was discussing with Noah and Jeremy, I think, a little bit before about Pashas says you shouldn't get malchus on halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Because one of the dinim, one of the criteria for getting malchus is it has to say a low or a lav or some negative statement of the pasuk. It has to fit into a particular criteria. And if halacha Moshe M'Sinai is not written in the Torah, so what's the basis? It doesn't fit the criteria of getting malchus. So it might be a special din of Malchus by Halacha Moshe Sinai, but not our issue. So that's what he first says. Then Tavis Benech ends up saying, no, what I really think the Machlokas is, he learned like the Reb Chaim, that whether or not Halacha is a din b'fnei atzmo or not, and he brings a nafkamina, another nafkamina now, for whether it's a din b'fnei atzmo or not. He writes as follows. By most other Hanos, sorry, one second. So by most other Hanos, you're only over the Isser if it's Bider Hana. If you do it a normal way of getting Hana. If you do some strange form of Hana, Shalot Der Hana, so you won't be over the Isser. You're only over the Isser of Hana when it's done in the typical form. But Arla, based on the Pasuk in Yerushalmi, that you're over the Isser even when Shaloki Der Hanasa. When you do some strange form of getting Hana, whatever that would be, some strange form, you would be over the Isser Hana by Arla. That's the Din by Arla, right? You guys follow that? That is Isser Hana by Arla even Shaloki Der Hanasa. So therefore he explains that that would be another Nachmina of Eretz Yisrael. I'm the Chutzlarts, Arla's Chutzlarts. If Arlas Chutzlarz is an expansion of Eretz Yisrael, well then just like Eretz Yisrael is Aser even Shaloka Derech Hanaso, then by extension, even Mechutzlarz you'll be over the Isser of Arlas Chutzlarz Shaloka Derech Hanaso. But if it's a new din, so that din of Shaloka Derech Hanaso only applies to Arla. Arla is unique. And once Arlas Chutzlarz is an entirely different din, an entirely new set of rules, there's no reason to think Shaloka Derech Hanaso should apply to Arlas Chutzlarz. So that's El Nafkamino that Tavnes Benech applies. And now there is, so right now we have a few Nafkamino for this din, and we have two different interpretations, explanations of the Rambam, whether you get Machas Mardis or not. One was again based on how you understand halacha, and the second one we saw in Tapis Panach, whether or not you get Malchus and halacha and Mishmasina, a different sugya we're not going to get into right now. There's a third way to understand this I guess not the same din. The machlokas Ramam Gaonim, whether or not Neter Ravai applies to Chutzlarts, is another way to explain this. Not based on Reb Chaim, based on how you understand Neter Ravai in general. Or whenever you have a clash between two different things, here's like Arla and Neter Ravai, the relation between the two of them, you could always look at it from the Arla perspective, and you could also look at it at the Neter Ravai perspective. Reb Chaim was trying to understand it based on the Arla, how you understand Arla's Chutzlarts, and then it carried over into Neter Ravai. Torah Zeroim, Pomerantz, and Torah Zeroim is explaining it from the Neter Ravai. No one saw this. Maybe we should wait off on this, because you guys didn't see this one yet. Now, let's stop here. Because this is it's very involved. This piece here, may I make copies? So because only one, I only have the one around here. May you guys look at this tomorrow. It's very involved, and to figure out his shita in this machlokas.